Chapter 45. The End of the Line. 27 minutes later, the train arrived at Folkestone, the end of the South Eastern Railway line, and all the passengers disembarked. Pierce emerged from his compartment, appearing, he said, far better than I deserved, but far from sartorial correctness, to put it lightly. Although he had hastily employed handkerchief and spittle to clean his face and hands, he had discovered the soot and grime on his flesh to be most recalcitrant. As he had no mirror, he could only guess at the condition of his face, but his hands were no cleaner than a kind of pale grey. Furthermore, he suspected that his sandy-coloured hair was now a good deal darker than previously, and he was grateful that most of it would be covered by his top hat. But except for the top hat, all his clothing fitted poorly. Even in an age when most people's clothing fitted poorly, Pierce felt himself especially noticeable. His trousers were almost 2 inches short of an acceptable length, and the cut of the coat, although elegant enough, was of the extreme and showy fashion that a true gentleman of breeding avoided as indecently nouveau riche. And, of course, he reeked of dead cat. Thus Pierce stepped out onto the crowded Folkestone platform with an inner dread. He knew that most observers would put down his appearance as a sham. It was common enough for men who aspired to be gentlemen to obtain second-hand goods which they wore proudly, oblivious to the ill fit of the garments. But Pierce was all too aware that Henry Fowler, whose entire conscious being was attuned to the nuances of social standing, would spot the peculiarity of Pierce's appearance in an instant, and would wonder what was amiss. He would almost certainly realise that Pierce had changed clothing for some reason during the ride, and he would wonder about that as well. Pierce's only hope lay in keeping his distance from Fowler. He planned, if he could, to make off with a distant wave of goodbye and an air of pressing business that precluded social amenities. Fowler would certainly understand a man who looked after business first, and from a distance, with the intervening throng of people, Pierce's bizarre dress might possibly escape his eye. As it happened, Fowler came charging through the crowd before Pierce could spot him. Fowler had the woman beside him, and he did not look happy. "Now, Edward," Fowler began crisply, "I should forever be in your debt if you could..." He broke off, and his mouth fell open. "Dear God," Pierce thought, "it's finished." "Edward," Fowler said, staring at his friend in astonishment.